This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. If you pay attention when we do this segment and hear the music, you kind of get an idea where Noel is going to go as Jason Longshore sits in for Sam Crenshaw this morning, who we just heard from down there in Macon. And
I'm intrigued about where this could go.
Yeah, I don't know where it's going to go, but it is herd time. By the way, coming up at 9 o'clock hour, we're going to hear from Caleb Johnson talking about this Hawks team and going around the NBA. I got a fresh casting call. There are jobs in front of the camera. We're going to talk about some stuff behind the camera, too. And I have got a question to ask Jason. I've been waiting for this show. Noel, too.
I have a
wonderful movie-type question for you that's going to come up during the casting call. So looking forward to that. But as you asked, wonder what this song means when it comes to what is going on in Noel's mind. We didn't get good morning either. See, Sam and I can't really function until she's already talked. But the first thing we need to hear her say, which we haven't heard this morning, is this.
Good morning!
That's what we wait for. Because she gets all raw with everything else, but that nice, sweet Aunt B greeting just belies what's behind it. So we look forward to that.
It's like the quiet before the storm.
That's right. Joyce Littell, shout out.
Yeah, you know, that was my show. Shout out to my girl Joyce Mattel. Soft and warm. Okay, anyway, so we opened this segment with A Quiet Storm, Oldie But Goodie, actually. A Thin Line Between Love and Hate, because, and Jason kind of walked us to it earlier today, bringing up Lakers Boston.
Right.
But I was thinking about the Lakers, and well, actually, I saw that HBO is going to premiere a Celtics documentary. I think it's called Celtic City, executive produced by Bill Simmons, of course.
Of course.
Boston aficionado, and at least that's his wheelhouse. And it got me thinking about winning time and how much I miss it. So I miss winning time so much.
Right.
And it made me realize I have this love-hate relationship with the Lakers. Like, and there's really a thin line in sports when it comes to that love-hate relationship.
We can imagine where the love is from. Where is the hate part?
Oh, the hate part is when I got baby's first Hawks package at 12, and I went to my first Lakers game and thought I was at the Staples Center. There was so much gold and purple. There were so many 8 and 24 and 32. I was disgusted. I was like, where are we?
Mm-hmm.
We are ATLians. We are supposed to be cheering on for the Hawks no matter who's in that jersey. But that's when I realized, got my first taste of, ooh, it matters who's in that jersey.
Okay.
And so I there's still that to this day. Like, people my age that grew up in that atmosphere, they are still Lakers fans right now, today. They are some of the people that are buying up those seats when the Lakers come into town. So that part of it I hate, but I hate all front runners. Y'all know this. But the history of the Lakers is so rich and is so great, and all the things that Jerry Buss was able to.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Do and kind of able to change with his ownership of the Lakers, like that, and the merger with the ABA kind of changes the NBA and starts to shift it into overdrive into what it is now, as far as like the big players and the contracts and the eyes and even making the forum a 365 destination.
Right.
Where it shifted in the 80s, you had both sides. You had the Lakers. I mean, you had Magic and Bird.
Right, exactly.
And you had a lot of different reasons why people decided to be a Boston fan or a Lakers fan if they weren't from L.A. or Boston.
Right.
You had a lot of racial issues that came up in that.
Right.
But also you had you had one versus two, and you got to pick. You know, people picked. And I think the Lakers, what's so interesting is you have all these different like touchstones of it might have been Magic that got you hooked. It might have been Kobe. It could have been Jerry West going further back. Like, mm-hmm. They've had so many icons that, yeah, there's a lot of people who are Lakers fans who have never lived in L.A.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, they've had so many icons, they're, like, running out of numbers to retire. Like, they're going to have to come up with a different system.
Statues.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Like, they don't have any room for any more statues or busts or portraits.
Another place that has that many statues outside their arena.
Statues? I don't think so.
No, I don't think there are.
I mean, like, the retired numbers, it's... What? It's the Lakers, it's the Celtics, and it's the Yankees.
Yankees have their area out in the outfield. Okay, that's one. So I guess that's their statues, if you will.
Yeah.
Celtics, I don't know if they do statues.
Yeah,
or
I think
not.
They just do the rally. I don't think there's that much space. Yeah. But like downtown Boston is so tiny, I walked it in like 30 minutes. So I don't think they have enough space for all of those statues and busts and things. Yeah, I got back to Fenway and I was like, that's it? It was like an album ending. It was like, oh, that's the end.
Yeah.
so I could see them not having the space to do like big statues and monuments. But to your point, it's just banners and numbers just hanging from rafters. And yeah, I mean they whether you like them or not, and I don't for reasons. They have this grand amount
too.
They have this grand rich amount of history that you can't ignore. Like the Raiders. Like I happen to like the Raiders on the West Coast side of things. I'm not an AFL person and all that good stuff.
I don't have anything against Raiders.
Right. So I get to and you know the Raiders of my generation were they just exist anyway. So I get to enjoy that past history of the Raiders without, you know, any of the extra stuff. So I get to enjoy the Autumn Wind theme song and the narration and the NFL film videos and all of that good
stuff.
Who's
your favorite Raider?
That's a good question. Probably the Snake.
Okay. Ooh. Kenny Stabler.
Yeah, just being able to, you know, stay up all night and do what you do and be able to roll into the stadium.
Except where did he go to college?
Where did he go to college?
He went to Alabama.
Ah, he's another one of Alabama quarterbacks.
Yep, yep. Went there right. I think it was just after. I think he was right after Joe Namath.
I was just about to say, the one I remember the most is Joe Namath.
Okay. Anyway, back to the Raiders.
Right out of Alabama. Dave, back to your Raiders.
Yeah.
But yeah, so these are teams, like, I don't have any hate with the Raiders, but I could, the Raiders are another one of those franchises that's so rich with history and with moments. They got like 10 games with a name and in their own documentaries, right?
I always got to think about where they are at the moment. Every time we talk Raiders, I'm like, are we talking Oakland? Are we talking LA?
Well, Crosby just
Vegas?
Signed with them, so they made news last week because they got the
Geno Smith?
No. Yeah, they made the big trade.
Okay. Well, I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about Crosby. Max Crosby signed.
Who is arguably
the best player in the league.
Yeah, yeah, but so. It's all about quarterbacks. You know that.
Mm.
Yes, it is. It's all about quarterbacks.
Yeah,
Don't even.
But they, you know, sometimes they can lose your Super Bowl.
No, they can lose, but you can't. No, you're not winning with just the defense.
You don't want to be T.J. Watt or J.J. Watt, not even sniff it because you don't have the QB.
You mean those guys that have
got to have a quarterback.
Ernie Banks Award? That's what I call it.
No more Trent Dilfer.
Barkley.
It's not going
to
happen.
Trent Dilfer, yeah. Shout out to Baltimore. That was
That's the last one.
That was a feat, man.
Will never happen again.
You know, there's those who say that about, what you call it, Johnson from Tampa Bay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Brad Johnson? Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Same thing.
He was in the upper half that year, though, in quarterbacks.
Y'all don't pull his name up on a regular basis when you think about Super Bowl winning quarterbacks.
No. But he could throw the ball and complete passes downfield.
Yeah, he was decent.
You know, he was all right.
Yeah, he was decent. You know, he had enough to carry him. That's one of those situations where you clap it up for the GM. Because clearly you built a solid foundation there. The way you could plug in a Brad Johnson and go make it happen. But yeah, there's a lot of franchises that have this rich history where it can create this love-hate situation.
Polarizing.
Yeah, right, exactly. Okay. Like, I like the franchise itself maybe, but maybe not the team or the owner or this player. Because there are decades of reasons why I don't like the Lakers like on court in real time. But the Lakers as a concept, you know, with Storm and Norman and Jerry Buss and all, yeah, that sounds great.
Well,
look at it that way with the rose-colored glasses part. But, like, right now on the court, no, I want no parts of it. Even right now, today, with Luka and Bronny, no, I want no parts of it. Hated the trade.
I don't have hate towards the Lakers. I will never like the Celtics. Now, I grew up here, and the Hawks-Celtics in the 80s, that was a big rivalry.
Mm-hmm.
And didn't Tree Rollins bite somebody once?
Yeah, that was the hump we had to get over.
Yeah.
I mean, you had some wild moments in that rivalry.
Didn't you talk about the famous, the 87 game, him and Dominique?
I did about to say, that's some of Nick's best moments.
Yeah. So,
I can never like the Celtics because of that time frame.
Okay.
Because I grew up here, but that's why. Just like I can never, ever appreciate Tennessee football. Ever, never, ever, never.
There's a left turn I didn't expect.
SEC country.
You want a hate list from me? They're at the top.
Not Alabama.
Ooh.
No, not even close.
Not Florida.
Not even close.
Wow.
Because my era of being in Athens and being at UGA was when Tennessee won like 10 years in a row.
That makes sense.
Peyton Manning, don't even talk to me about that man. Because they just killed Georgia for like a decade. I hated it.
That was me with the Yankees.
I hate that shade of orange. I hate it.
I
hate it.
I hate navy. I hate navy blue and silver together for that reason. Because I have beef with the Yankees. Because I felt like the Yankees were able to use the Braves as their own personal form system. Basically, my entire childhood. It's like I get attached to a player and we're doing great things. We're winning pennants and he's a Yankee now. So that's how that works. Okay. So that's why I got forever beef with the Yankees and I'm growing hatred for the Dodgers.
I can support both of those.
I'm growing.
Jason, I've got some hatred with the Dodgers.
Did you hear how she...
No, it got a little ominous.
She Vincent Price that at the end there. It sort of streamed off into a... That's right, the thriller. She did it like that. Your thing for the Dodgers. Man. Okay.
That's my new imagery.
One of your favorite Braves, that's their team.
And that's why I'm growing hatred for the Dodgers.
Chipper Jones' favorite team is the Dodgers. Mm-hmm. And you know, you love the Braves and Chipper.
Sure, but Chipper didn't
he didn't
and
leave.
Wouldn't defect. So you can like them over there, you know, on the West Coast if you like. That's fine as long as you remember where your allegiance is and where you're supposed to be.
Okay.
That and I don't like the fact that how they're letting them defer all this extra money, this $1 billion payroll. I got issues with what's going on out there in L.A. I got issues.
All right, I want to ask both of y'all start with you, Greg. Who is your most hated team? You in any sport, they pop up, they're playing, and you're just against them.
Professional?
It can be college. Tennessee's
well,
it for
no,
me.
No, it's not college. I mean, go to Noel because I got to think about that for a second.
Who is your most hated team right now?
Hate it? I don't hate nobody. Okay.
You do. Don't lie.
Actually, yes, I do. Yes, I do. And it's an obvious one if you take a second and think about me. Packers.
Okay. That's what I wanted to know.
That makes sense. Yeah, that was my dad, too. Couldn't stand the Packers.
Yeah, I get it.
Brett Favre, none
Green
of
Bay.
It.
Well, it's just where I, you grew up in Chicago.
It's a time frame thing, too, because, like, Georgia's got a bunch of rivals, but Tennessee, in my era, hate them. But if you go further back, there's going to be people who hate Auburn more. There's going to be people who hate Florida more. Like, you've got rivals, but some of it is like your time
but you
when
didn't have,
you were growing up.
You weren't handed down one? In other words, there's parents who handed one down to kids.
Like
Tracy grew up, she won't even say the name of that state below Michigan. She won't even say it out loud.
It wasn't really like that with Georgia when I was really little. Like, Georgia Tech was a huge rivalry at that time, but it isn't now in the same way. Like, I don't have a hatred for Tech, but older Georgia fans do. Like, much older Georgia fans, Tech's a huge game to them. It's not as big of a game to me anymore because you have these others that have replaced it. Tennessee's the one that I hate. I think it's a really narrow window for Georgia fans that Tennessee's the most hated one. I'm right in the middle of that window.
All right, Noel?
For me, Packers was handed down for me because Dad was a Vikings fan, so NFC North. Okay. So Packers was definitely
y'all can
handed.
Unite in your hatred for the Packers.
Yes.
Plus, who the hell want to go to Green Bay? And I've been through there. You don't even want to.
Now we're getting
out
of the city. Not even the team.
One of the most beautiful areas in the country is near there, but it's called Door County. And I'm telling you, it's just one of those gems that fell from. Like, when I first went to Lake Tahoe, I was like, who the hell didn't tell me about this place? Door County is like that. But Green Bay, smells like hot dog water as far as I'm concerned.
Wow. Okay.
Especially the Bears fans.
But I'm not going to say the Saints because that's too easy.
That's John Fricky.
No, but that can be legit.
That's too it's legit. But that's too easy.
It's not the most hated one.
It is, but it's too easy. So I'm going to go 49ers.
Why?
I still have that 90s hate. I still remember being in the same division.
Okay.
I have that with the 49ers. Deion is a trigger for a lot of people when he left.
I put some of that on Rankin Smith.
Yeah, no, I do too.
But,
I absolutely do.
Most of mine is Shanahan.
Okay.
Okay, I can see that.
Yeah, losing that playbook and then getting on that plane and running away is Shanahan, and I told y'all they'll never win anything, and they still haven't.
Okay.
That's right.
So when it comes to the Dodgers, her problem with Freddie Freeman is not Freddie so much, it should be management. Because we know.
Yeah, I don't have any beef with Dodger first baseman number 5. Okay. I don't have any beef. He still can't have his name back
like
yet.
He's like a football coach. Number 20. Hey, 22, get over here. She don't say his name no more.
Take me out to the ball game. What are you doing? Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing.
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. but that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
So I read in USA Today that the majority of people stop GLP-1 weight loss injection shots in a year. Now, what's concerning is if you get off GLP-1s, there's a real chance you can gain all the weight back. The solution? Alma said, a natural superfood protein shake. University studies show it optimizes your metabolism so you can lose weight easily, and Alma said it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Use Alma said with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at almased.com. That's A-L-M-A-S-E-D.com.